Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I'm sure many of you have dreamed about leaving the workforce and maybe retiring early. I know we were just chatting about cutting back on the working week in the first part of the programme, but now we're asking you about your retirement regrets. This survey from Canada Life, the financial services firm, tells us that 40% of you have had some form of retirement regret, and about 10% of those said that they just wished they'd retired a little bit later, that they wouldn't have left work as early as they did. Sally Irwin, who's the chair of the New Ross Active Retirement Group, is with me on the programme today. Retirement regrets. How common do you think that is, Sally?
I wouldn't say it's very common in most of the people that I know. I do know that people do worry about the financial aspect of retiring. And I suppose if you're, you know, still fit and healthy and your lifestyle doesn't change very much, then obviously when you retire, if you haven't made provision for it, then your income is going to be a lot lower.
The idea that 40% of people say they've some kind of regret, even just about the timing. Like, there's probably a lot to be said for maybe one or two more years rather than an additional decade.
Yes, there probably is. I would say a lot of people miss the company. I worked with a lot of people. I worked in the health board, and I worked with a lot of people that I did really miss seeing every day when I retired. But I kept up contact with them, and I still have contact with them. So I think you can make or break your retirement yourself.
So you had sort of pre-planned for it then, Sally, in a way?
Oh gosh, yes. I went on the very day I was 66, and I was really looking forward to it.
But you had kind of pre-planned for the retirement part, like if you were involved with different groups,
yeah.
And
I had, yeah. I've always been into crafts, and I've always been very socially active, you know, like walking and lots of things. I've lots of friends, different groups of friends, and I would have been very socially active. And that just freed up more time for that, really, when I retired.
Maureen Kavanagh is the CEO of Active Retirement Ireland. Maureen, do you chat to many people who actually regret retiring?
We do, yes, we do. And we would see very mixed reactions across our organisation and other people outside of the organisation. And Sally there from New Ross Active Retirement is correct. That if you're involved in social activities and you continue those social activities, then transition to retirement shouldn't be too harsh. But unfortunately for a lot of people, their social networks are involved around their workplace and getting out every day and having that routine. And then when you lose that, it can be quite upsetting and like a cliff edge, really. So there is a need to plan for your retirement, plan to what you're going to do. Obviously, your budget will have to come into that, because some people retire on the state pension, which is inadequate as an income for people age 66 and upwards. And then other people retire on public sector pensions. People who retire early on public sector pensions tend to have a lot of plans in place for travel and for different things. But there does come a time when you do need to get into routine. You need to reach out. You need to get back into your social networks. If that was sporting, if that was activity, if that was crafts or singing or creative writing. Also create new social networks. We would always advise people to create new social networks. Join a group, join an active retirement association. You'll do lots of activities in those. Join a men's shed or a choir or whatever it is that you're into. Learn a new skill. Take up something new. Treat this as a new phase, a third phase of life, and try and enjoy it.
I do wonder that, is it hard for people that, you know, maybe you're very involved or at a senior level, you know, managing big teams in their work environment, to shift into a changed pace or maybe a slower pace of life, Maureen?
Yeah, I mean, oh gosh, look at, we've over 20,000 members, and a lot of them would say there's nothing slow about the pace of their life. They're always doing something. They're always involved. They're traveling with their groups and through their local associations, travel and breaks and activities are a lot more affordable because they go in groups and they book in groups and they look for deals and they can go off season and midweek when things are cheaper. You know, so, but yeah, look, it's something that people need to plan for. There is not enough retirement planning, particularly in the private sector. There is more in the public sector, but there's only the big companies in the private sector tend to do some pre-retirement planning. And even at that, it's very much focused about your entitlements.
Paul Kenny,
rather than your social network.
Yeah, Paul Maureen is Ireland's former pensions ombudsman and course leader with the Retirement Planning Council of Ireland. Paul, I imagine too, though, like for a lot of our listeners, there's probably a fear about retiring that they have the funds to be able to sustain it.
Yeah, I think that's a good observation, Andrea. The thing is that a lot of the people who replied to this survey that we're talking about actually mentioned the fact that they wished that they had paid more attention to their finances, made additional voluntary contributions, paid more attention to their investments and so on. Some of the people certainly have financial issues and wish they had taken more interest or better care or been better advised. And advice, I think, is crucial, particularly at the point of retirement when you're talking about the financial part. But I think Maureen's comments were very relevant because an awful lot of people do miss the buzz of work. They miss the water cooler moments where they can swap the gossip and the scandal and all of that. But on the other hand, you know, there are people out there who really, really have prepared for and enjoy retirement. We'd one man who came up for one of our courses from Cork, and he heard a colleague who boarded the train halfway from Cork to Dublin, and he said, I'd better go down and talk to this man. He was retired for a couple of years. He went down and he said, how are you getting on, Joe? And Joe said, I don't know how I had time to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, he had got into so many activities,
yeah,
he was involved in so
good.
Many things, because he had made the preparation.
I do. You know, like when you look at, say, my own generation and my friends, Paul, and, you know, the age at which people are drawing down mortgages and buying houses and starting families and all that goes with it. Like, I don't know if we'll ever be able to retire.
I think that's certainly a consideration. And of course, as you know, Heather Humphreys has introduced this idea of postponing the age at which you take the state pension, and you get a bigger pension if you postpone, and you can postpone up to age 70. And a lot of people have postponed. And one of the things that we observed over the years was that people maybe got out for the wrong reasons. You know, people retire for lots of different reasons. Sometimes because they just can't hack the job physically, sometimes because they're just fed up, sometimes because they want to start a new career. But one of the things that has happened over the years, and we have noticed this, is that people have been tempted maybe by a package, a redundancy program, and the money is dangling there, and it's very tempting, and so on.
Hard
and
not to take it.
2 years later, they come along and they say, I wish I had never left.
Just on that, Mary is with us in Limerick. Mary, how did you, or how have you found retirement?
Hey, hi, Andrea. Well, I've just retired in April, and I can say nothing but good about it.
Really?
Now, but I just love it. But I will say, now I'm 60, okay, on the National Airways, but it's, so I went early from the HSE, and it's like, and it wasn't like I went with a huge big pension. I went with, you know, not full-time or anything.
Yeah.
But I just said, right, it's 60, I can either stay on or I can go. And I was ready. I loved my nursing career. I really loved it. But I just said, right, I go now or I go in 6 years, and I'm mad into my golf. I started golfing there before I retired in that, and I love it. And the reason I came on was to say that retiring was absolutely the right choice for me, but I'm very aware of, I live in the city, well, nearly in the city, so it's very sociable the minute you step out the door. You can walk and you're neat, you know, and it's like, I'm single. And I just said, if I was living in the countryside, I would have been slower to go, because I think you have to have a plan, like some of the previous callers there said that you have to have a plan in place. And for me, I love sports, so I'm mad into my golf. I have a lovely golf club. I've joined the tennis club. So it's like you have to have a plan. And I think living in the city, especially if you don't have family, is very important. That you're not just stuck in a house wondering what shall I do today. Like that would be for me. That would be too much pressure.
And
you know.
I take it as well, Mary. For you, like you obviously have alternatives. You've choices. You're not just playing golf because there's only so much golf you can play. You can play 7 days a week.
Well, there was fog the last 2 days, and there's people nearly in withdrawal out in the club because they couldn't get out. Do you know what I mean? They're wandering around, nearly going, what will we do? But absolutely. And for the winter, it's grand in the summer. And people talk about travel, and I was a real traveler and still am. But like, I do plan. I want to definitely work in the voluntary section. Like, I'd love, that's hard. People say I'll go volunteering, but a lot of sectors, like, I'd like to work with youth services in the city. But a lot of those jobs, you have to actually be paid. And I don't want to work. I want to do voluntary work from now on. So it's not as easy to do the voluntary work as you may think, you know. But for me, I would say if you're living in the city, if you don't, just plan where you're living. Mm. Have your sociability every day. Have you something that you love? And it's like, I'm not saying I won't work again, but I won't work for money again if I can help it. And you don't spend as much money. Like, I don't have a mortgage anymore. You don't spend as much money when you're retired. And especially if you're 5 hours out in a golf club. You know, I'm living in golf gear. You know what I mean? So, and it's just any club. I'm not saying golf, be it tennis, the gym.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever you love doing. Like, even tonight now, I'm going off to try and be an extra in a film. Do you know, there's a film being made here in Limerick. In Limerick here, they're doing it. Yeah.
What's the movie?
It's For One Night Only, it's called.
Right. Fantastic.
So I'm here actually trying to get into 80s gears as I talk to you.
Yeah. You're a great advocate for it anyway, Mary. You're selling it to me. A lot of people getting in touch. Yeah. Not at all. Thanks a million, Mary, for getting in touch. Kieran has got in contact as well. He says Age and Opportunity has a course for preparation for retirement. It's called Changing Gears. It's actually really useful and worth mentioning to listeners. That comes in from Kieran. It's 087-1400-106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Mary, Paul Kenny, Maureen Kavanagh, and Sally Irwin there as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.